Hello.
Hi, Jose.
Yep, this is him.
Hi, Jose. This is Natalie with Local Splash. Is now a better time to complete your client interview?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. I want to let you know that the call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Okay, Jose.
Okay.
Well, thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together, okay?
Okay.
I am going to start with your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know and I will make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
I have your business name as Fix It Impossible.
Correct.
The address that I have on here is 902 Broadway, Brentwood, New York, 11717.
Correct.
Is your address associated with a suite number or an apartment number?
605.
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
Is your address associated with a suite number or with an apartment number?
No.
Is it a home address or an office location?
I'm sorry, you was cutting out.
Is this a home address or an office location?
Yes, home address.
Would you like us to publicly disclose your address or hide it?
Hide it.
Can you receive regular mail at this address?
Yes.
Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
No. Which means like a business account?
A license number for your business?
No.
Okay. Later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on, but for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 917-946-6506?
Correct.
I have your email address as joseamaro84@aol.com.
Correct.
According to Venn Notes, we are going to create you a website, right?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to give you some options for your domain name, and you are going to please choose one.
Okay.
Okay. First option is fixitimpossible.com or fixitimpossible.net.
Fixitimpossible.com.
Okay. We are going to build you a modern mobile-friendly website engineered for conversion. And in case that you cancel the services with us, the domain name will be able to buy for $99. Okay?
Repeat that again. If I cancel with you guys, what happens?
In case that you cancel the services with us in the future, and if you want to buy the domain, you can do that. If you want to keep it and buy it, you can buy it for $99.
Okay.
Do you have a preference on the colors that you would like us to use on your website?
Black and blue. What colors do you think that will pop out and grab the attention of customers?
Honestly, I have no idea, Jose. These are like personal preferences. And the lady who makes the websites is Selene, our web designer. So I don't know. You can choose a color or you can leave it to her, whatever is best for you. Most of the questions that I am going to make regarding the website are personal preferences for you. So.
Okay, so by any chance, if I want to change the color, can I do so?
Sure. I mean, we can put black and blue, and then once the website is ready, we will send you the website through your email, and you will check if it's okay, if you need any changes before it goes live.
Okay. Okay, black and blue is fine for now.
Very good, Jose. Jose, what are your top three... 3 to 6 services to feature on your homepage?
Handyman.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And electricity. Electric work.
Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions?
Estimates are free.
Okay.
We do special deals for senior citizens.
Okay. Just like that, or a percentage, or?
You said if we need any changes, we can do it then, right? So put 50% for now, 50% off. 40% off.
Oh, okay, 40% off.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have reviews outside of Google, Jose, in, for example, Yelp, Angie, or Facebook?
Well, I work with Angie right now.
Do you have any reviews there?
No, we don't have any reviews. My father-in-law is working on that as we speak. So we might have that later on.
Okay. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want represented on your site?
Yes, yes, I do have pictures.
Would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos on your website?
Yes.
Would you like to enable online payments on your website? That's possible if you have a PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle.
Yes. Zelle.
Okay. Would you like customers to be able to book directly on your website with you?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any special features that you would like to add to your website?
Special features like what?
Like an AI chat, for example, or something like that. Anything special that you want to see in your website?
No. We like to interact with the customers directly.
Okay, very good. Are there any websites that you like from competitors or others?
Do I like any websites? Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos?
Yeah, we have a logo, and I will be going to my father-in-law's house this week, and we can discuss his licenses if we have any.
Okay, very good. Is there anything specific that you would like to see on your website that we have not covered yet?
No, not really. No, not at the moment. Nothing I can think of.
Okay. If you like a deeper conversation about site layout or advanced feature on your website, I can book you a My Site interview with our designer specialist. Would you like me to do that?
If I want to add a sign in and sign out?
No, Jose, that's not what I said. I was asking if you would like to have a deeper conversation about site layout or advanced features on your website. I can book you an interview with a web design specialist.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Around what time works for you on Monday?
Monday around 3 o'clock. PM.
1 second, please.
Sure.
At that time, she is not available. She has an opening at 1 second. At 2 and at 6. Otherwise, it will
need
to be... 6
would be perfect.
6? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Okay. I am booking it right now, and I am sending you an invite. Give me a second, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, I just sent you the invite to the email that we confirmed earlier, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Okay, Jose, now let's set up your call tracking number,
one more thing. Can I add a secretary on the page, her number?
I'm not quite sure. What do you mean?
Like if this person will be handling all the bookings, all the phone calls.
You mean in the website?
Yes, on the website.
You want to add an assistant to your account with Local Splash or to their website? I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
To the website. Like you go to the website. And, you know, it'll show that contact this person if you want to book with us or you want to have a conversation to see what we're about.
So you want us to add a person, a person's name or a person's number?
Yeah, a person's name and number.
What's the name and the number?
Katrina Jameson, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, Katrina, Jameson, J-A-M-I-S-O-N.
And her number?
Her number is 631-966-1916.
You want us to add her number just to get information? Or?
Yeah, they'll call her to either book with us or get information.
Okay, so all the potential customers that will be calling you, not only from the website, but in general, the ones that see your Facebook ads or your Google profile, should we send all the potential customers to her?
Can you send it to? Can you send it to both?
No. The reason that I am asking, Jose, is because I am just about to give you a call tracking number, okay? This number mm-hmm. is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. I am going to provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to the main line of the business, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
This tool tracks every lead and filters out a spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. And then you can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using the primary number of the business. So with this number, we will be marketing you everywhere on the website, on Google's profile, and also on Facebook ads. So basically, my question is, where should we redirect the calls from the potential customers? To your number or to Katrina's number?
No, you can put it to mine. Okay. Yes.
Very good. Okay, got it. Now I am going to give you the number. Please save it on your phone. You can save it as potential customers or local slash leads.
Okay.
I am creating the number. Give me just a second, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't have right now numbers available with 917. Is there any other area code that you would 61. Like to have? You said 631?
Yes.
Okay, let me check. Okay, I do have numbers with 631. Are you ready?
Yes.
Very good. The number will be 631-431.
Mm-hmm. 4-3-1-9-7-5-7. Okay.
At the end of the interview, Jose, I will make a test call to this number so you can see how the potential customers will be calling you, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Jose, we can elevate your customer first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Fix It Impossible. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting, Jose, has a one-time fee of $19. It's only a one-time fee if you want to add it. Would you like me to add it to your campaign?
Sure.
Okay, very good. Let me add it then. Okay, now we are going to identify your most valuable services, the keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire your services now. So Jose, aside handyman services, plumbing service, and electric work, what else would you like me to ask?
Handyman.
Mm-hmm. We already have that. Aside that,
okay.
What else would you like me to ask?
Contractor.
Contractor?
Yes.
You need to give me the job that you do, like you just did before, like plumbing services, electric services. What else do you do besides that?
Hot water heater services.
What was that again? Sorry?
Hot water heater.
Okay. Okay, very good. What else?
Carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
Tiling, wall and floor tiling.
Okay.
Sheet rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Painting.
Mm-hmm.
Plastering.
One second. Okay.
Can we add more later? Because I can't think about it right now. Okay, so that'll be all right for right now.
Okay, very good. Okay, I will send you an email with these keywords, and if you want to make any changes, either add or remove, you can just reply to the email, and we will make those changes, okay?
Okay.
Very good, Jose. Now, just a few questions so I can know a little bit better your business. I would like to know if there's anything unique about your business or what sets you apart from your competitors.
We guarantee I can't think of that right now. Jeez.
Don't worry, Jose. You can put things like free estimates, family owned business, locally owned and operated, emergency services, affordable, offer warranties, things like that. So.
Yes, all of the above.
All of the above? Okay, I will add all of the above. Very good, Jose. Do you have a mission statement for your business, or would you like me to help you with some examples?
Yes. Can you help me with some examples?
Sure. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Second example, we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. And then the third one will be, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
And can you repeat the first one?
Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality services.
Yes, you can go with that one.
Okay. Do you have a slogan or a tagline for your business, or would you like me to give you some examples?
Yeah, you can give me some examples. I'm bad at this.
Don't worry. That's why I am here for, to help you. Don't worry. Let me generate some examples. Give me one second.
Sure.
Okay. I am going to give you four examples. Your one-stop home repair shop. Any job, any size, consider it done. From attics to basements. And tackling your honey-do list.
Okay, can you repeat those? Over again, except the last one. I don't like the last one.
Okay. Your one-stop home repair shop. Any job, any size, consider it done. And from attics to basements.
The first one is good.
Okay. Very good. The first one then. How many years have you been with your business? Let's see.
Since 2011, so that's 15 years.
15 years?
Yes. But my father-in-law been doing this business, well, this type of work for 40 years.
Okay.
But he's been in business for 15 years.
Okay. But with the business, with this business, how long have you guys had it?
15 years.
15? 1-5?
Yeah.
Or 5-0?
1-5. No, 1-5.
How many people work with your company?
Two for right now, but we are a growing company.
Okay. Do you do both residential and commercial, or only residential?
Both, residential and commercial.
Can you please confirm your hours of operation?
From 9 to 6, Tuesday to Saturday.
Tuesday to Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay. What types of payments do you accept from your customers?
A debit and credit card only.
No check, no cash, no Venmo,
well, yeah,
Zelle,
cash app. Yes. Cash App, Zelle, cash, credit card, and debit card.
Okay. Okay. Now that we have your business information, you have two options. Option number one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp, with no additional fee. And the option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. Just keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time. So I suggest you option one.
Google, Facebook, and Yelp. That's fine.
Okay, very good. Okay, now let's cover your business profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs. So which service areas, specific cities, or zip codes would you like to dominate? You can give me up to 10, but ideally 5 for more effective focus. And within 2 hours, drop off your basal set, please.
Okay. Brentwood for short, which is, I think, the area code is 11717.
With the names, we'll be fine. Don't worry.
Okay, so Brentwood.
Mm-hmm.
Bay Shore. Just a minute. Let me look at some.
Okay.
Central Islip.
What was that again, sorry?
Central Islip.
Okay.
Please. Smithtown.
Mm-hmm.
Huntington. I also can't. Suffolk County.
Okay. Any other or?
Just give me 1 second. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Okay. While you are checking, Jose, may I have your authorization to charge the Visa card that we have on file that ends with 3238 with a one-time fee for the voice greeting, $19?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I can't add more as far as towns, correct? If I want to.
Yes.
Okay. Later. So, mm-hmm, go ahead.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
No. What you was gonna say? I'm sorry.
I was going to say that I recommend you to start like a slow, like with 5, and then later, just to have a more effective focus, and then later. You can add more, and actually that's something that you can do later after the interview. I am going to send you an email with a video and instructions on how to download the Local Splash app on your phone, and whenever you want to make changes in your account, a lot of them or most of them, you can just go to the app and do that. For example, add cities or add counties. That's something that you can do, but I don't suggest you to add more for at least in a month or two, okay?
Okay, how much I have right now?
How many you have? We have 5.
Oh, that's fine then, okay. I will start with it.
Okay, very good, Jose. Okay, we are going to create your Google business profile and optimize it for you. And Google will require 1 to 2 verifications and chooses a verification method. Jose,
okay.
give me just a minute, please. Okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, sorry. I was explaining that Google will require 1 to 2 verifications, and Google chooses a verification method. Your assistance will be essential for success. Most commonly, you will be verified with a short video showing your equipment and a proof of management. We will send you specific instructions to make this quick and easy for you, okay?
Okay.
Jose, do you have business cards?
Yes, I believe my father-in-law does have business cards.
Okay, very good. Because the business cards will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification. So have them handy when the time of doing the verification comes, okay?
Okay. Can you provide business cards?
Sure. Actually, we can help you with business cards with no additional fee. Let me send you an email, okay?
Okay. You said with no additional fee?
Yes, with no additional fee.
Okay.
I just sent you the email. You should be receiving the email any minute now, okay?
Okay.
Refresh your email, please, and let me know when you receive the email.
Okay, so that was 15 minutes ago. It can't be that. Let's see. Spam. Yes, it's called the 23-minute invitation. Did you just send me a text?
No, an email. The text was, go to your email and check for an email that says digital business card.
Okay, let me see. Yes, I got it. Okay.
Okay, open the email and it has a link there that says pick your template and get started.
Okay. Okay, choose 4.
You like option number 4?
No, I'm just reading. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
Let's go with option yes, because it goes with the website colors. So option 1 will be fine.
Option number 1, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. So option number 1. Okay, Jose, in the unlikely event that Google wants to send you a postcard, we will let you know and you will receive it in about 5 to 7 days in the address that we confirm, before. Just if we let you know that you will receive the postcard, please be mindful checking your email because it looks like junk mail, but it is actually the Google postcard, and inside has a code. That code you can enter it yourself in the client dashboard, or you can just call us and we will and give us a number, whatever is easier to you, okay?
Okay. Now, on the business cards, so I'm not the owner of the business. It's my father-in-law. Can we put his name on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We can do whatever you want. I have two options. We can add him on the card as an owner, and we can add you as a partner or as a manager, or
yes,
we
there
can
you go, manager.
Manager, okay. What's your?
Add me as a manager.
What is your father? What is your father-in-law? What is your father-in-law?
Curlin Miller. So C-U-R.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-N.
Okay.
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
I am going to text you the name. I want to make sure that I have it correct. I don't want to put it wrong in the cards. Let me text it with you.
Good.
Just to double check that I got it right. I just sent you the text message. Can you please double check if you read
yes,
it?
I just asked my fiance, which is his daughter, how, because I don't want to misspell it either. Okay, Curlin. Okay. See, let me see if it's the same. If it's the same thing.
Sure.
C U R L I N. Yes. Yes. That's the correct spelling. Curlin Miller. Yes.
Very good. So we will add him in the card as owner and then you as manager, right?
Yes.
And then what's his number?
His number, let's see right now.
Or you don't want us to add his number. That's also possible.
Just my number because sometimes he's asleep or sometimes he's away from his phone.
Okay, good. So we will add your name, your number, and his name as an owner and your name as manager. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay.
And you added an email as well, right?
Yes, we will be adding the email as well, of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, very good, Jose. If Google decides to verify your business with video verification, and if you are having any trouble with that, you can shorten the length of the video. We recommend you 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video is too large. And please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there are no interruptions, okay?
Okay, and this video you will be sending me, or this video that we have to make? I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. Okay. Let me go back a little. After you choose the cities, I was explaining to you that we will create a Google profile and optimize it for you. Once we create the profile, Jose, Google will require 1 to 2 verifications. It can be video, phone, email, or postcard. Google will choose it, not you or not us. And when Google knows how they want to verify your business, they let us know which one is going to be, and then we will let you know. We will send you the specific instructions to make the verification quick and easy for you. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay, very good, Jose. Okay, we sent you an email that's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. In that email, we ask you to please provide us images with pictures of the following. If there's anything from this that you don't have, Jose, that's fine. Just send whatever you have. Tools and equipment. Work vehicle with license plate, business license and insurance, business registration, and also an invoice that you have given to a client in the past. To provide us with these images, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in the email. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Jose, one growth feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview and update these anytime in your dashboard. These features helps your Google business, Jose, and it has no additional fee. Would you like me to activate it?
Yeah, no additional fee, yes.
Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page for the business, Jose?
No.
No? Okay. Your campaign with us includes that we create you a Yelp page and optimize it to get more potential customers. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Do you have a Facebook business page?
No.
Okay. But you do have a Facebook personal profile, right?
Yes, but I don't really use, I really don't use mine. It's more of a family. Got my kids in there, and I haven't been using it in like over 10 years, so.
Okay, no, the reason that I am asking you, Jose, is because your campaign with us includes Facebook ads, okay? But mm-hmm. in order for us to create the Facebook ads, you need to have a Facebook page. So to create a Facebook page, but you need to do it from, the only way to do it is from your personal profile. Oh. I don't know if you are going to do it for your profile or from your father-in-law profile, but whatever you guys choose, you have to go to one of the personal profiles and from there create a Facebook page for the business and grant us access as managers. I am right now sending you an email with the steps mm-hmm. with images on how to create it and how to give us access. Okay.
Okay.
Once you give us access, the system will automatically let me know that we already have access and we will start working on your Facebook ads. Okay.
Okay.
Very good, Jose. For the Facebook ads, would you like to send us specific images or messaging or have our creative team handle these for you?
As far as what? Can you give me an example?
We are going to create Facebook ads, okay? So the Facebook yes. ad will have an image, will have some messaging that we need to create. Do you want to let us know what images to use or what the ad should say, or can our creative team handle that for you? Would that be okay?
Yes, if I want to change it, I could. So.
Yes, you correct? Can remember.
Yes. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, very good. There are three lead response methods for the Facebook ads. We recommend you using the form field. It will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options, Jose, are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form field. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Jose, our team is available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Monday would be the best time.
I was not talking for a day, Jose, more like an hour. Like I do not recommend you to leave us just Monday to reach you. What I suggest you to do is give me what is the best time during the week to catch.
Okay. Around 12 p.m.
Around noon. Okay. Very good. Okay. And earlier you said that you guys have a logo. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. For the logo, Jose, for the project photos, videos, or images, you can upload them through the client dashboard or through the Local Splash app. Once we are done with the interview, I will send you the email with the video on how to download the app and how to use it. Okay.
Okay.
Jose, we use only high quality copyright safe images. If your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI generated images?
Yes.
Okay. Jose, your client dashboard login, which you should have received already, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and on any device, okay?
Okay.
Very good, Jose. We are almost done. Let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases. Ads live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed, and then directories and Google Business Profile will optimize in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your client dashboard or local splash app for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly with you to review and refine the strategy, okay? Jose, okay. Also, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages from scammers or competitors that are claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. If you are ever in doubt, forward those to us immediately, but please never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks from now to go over your early results and next steps. So that will be on April 17th, which is a Friday. Around what time works best for you?
On Friday, 12 noon. Noon will be good. Yes.
You're welcome, Jose. Okay, very good. So now I am going to make the test call to the call tracking number that I gave you earlier. So I am letting you go on this line, and I will call you to the number that I gave you earlier, okay?
Okay.
Very good. I call you right back. Thank you.
Okay.